The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby? It's familiar.
Show which we've subtitled my brother and me, Real Talk Live, face to face.
With a number two, it's important.
The number two, otherwise. Hi, this is my brother and me. It's an advice show for the modern era, like Chilean miners emerging from the depths of no one in Chile.
Not this time. Can we drink in here? Are we allowed to?
Yeah, try to stop us. Live. Can't. They don't want that out in the record. I'm going to move Jesse's computer. Hi, I'm Justin McElroy. I'm your oldest brother.
I'm Travis McElroy. I'm the middlest brother.
I'm Griffin McElroy. I'm the youngest brother. And my mic's turned on, which means I win.
What? Like you need it.
Am I on?
Yeah, you sound good.
Just be noisy.
Fucking killer start. So here's what we do. We take your questions and turn the McElroy-like into wisdom. We've ask some of the people who are going to be here tonight to submit questions, wisdom that they need delivered unto them. We also have some questions from the Yahoo Answers service. But let's start with one of these right now. First,
before we begin,
yeah,
do you guys have any like goals or
goals you want to
like any wishes, any hopes and dreams for this?
Just for the live show.
My only goal. I don't care if it's funny or not.
You're really up on that mic. Really. Get a taste, huh? Like,
I
love the taste of chrome. I can't perform without chrome in my mouth.
My only goal is I hope
still.
That...
He hopes you can hear his mustache.
I want you to feel the bristles of my face against your face.
What's it like to kiss Griffin? This is what it's like.
My only goal...
I've got a new goal that changed since we started, but go ahead.
I just don't want my balls to come out of my pants. I don't know how it would happen. I would shift. I'm wearing jeans. It would require some physics.
They'll never know. There's like a.
Put some English.
Your money. You're good.
Yeah.
I developed a fear / goal.
What's that?
And that is, no one can ever see it, including these guys, because we record in different places. But when I'm at home, if I'm thinking of a joke, my face goes to this. For like a solid
for majority of the show?
Yeah, like
for those listening who are downloading the show later, I would liken it to a caveman.
Yeah, it's I call it dead face.
Okay.
Because it's like
yeah.
And then I come back with a joke, and I need to not do that in front of all you.
That's a preview for Travis's wake. That's that gallows humor.
I would just like to not be super racist. Like if if I dip my toe into some mild racism, that would be fine.
I edit every podcast, and in every episode, sure enough, there's one tiny little tidbit. Usually you have to look to find it, like, where's Waldo? Only instead of Waldo, it's like a racist.
We usually record like 3 hours of material and then put out an hour-long show.
I expressed this fear to my wife, who's here. Is she here? Huh? Somewhere? Hey? Yeah. Hey, everybody. It's my wife, Cindy, and my dad, Clint, our dad. Shared dad. Our co-dad, Clint.
My wife,
I expressed this fear to my wife. She called it pulling a Kramer, which if my career can be summed up that way.
This is our first live show, which is not the best time to pull a Kramer.
You don't want to pull a Kramer.
Because this is our first live show, I want to take a second to apologize for the fact I don't hear myself. Is it really that loud?
I need more monitor burning.
What? I want to apologize. Because this is what we look like.
Sorry, everybody.
I feel like we adopted some handsome radio voices from our father, who's a radio professional. But
this is it. Yeah.
This is what you're getting. Where's Eric? Is Eric here? Eric, you raise your hand. Eric from Chicago. Good one, Eric. Way to narrow it down, Eric. Well, Eric asked this question about paintball. He said, at my corporate job, there was recently a call for suggestions for team-building activities. I propose paintball since it's a team game and can use the products we make, radios, while playing. The boss really liked it. We're going to do it this summer. Here's where I need advice. I actually proposed this idea because it would give me free rein to shoot my coworkers in the dick with paintballs. Potentially consequence-free. Would it be uncouth to go on a dick-shooting rampage at a corporate team-building event, or should I go ahead with my plan of dick destruction because, hey, it's part of the game? Eric, first off, I think you have some misconceptions about paintball.
I haven't played paintball in a while, but I don't remember it being just like a campaign for impotence.
And what's all this pent-up dick rage?
Like, you really are angry at your coworkers.
There's a lot of places you can shoot with a paintball gun on a person's body that's going to hurt. You don't have to aim straight for the dick.
Yeah, not right for the dick. I think you can probably, Erica, we can give you permission to do this, but I think that it's going to come down to a question of fortitude. I mean, if you've got your boss's dick in the crosshairs, can you pull the trigger, release the CO2, and just fucking fire that red spot of, like, I mean, it's insubordination. It has, right?
Yeah, because that's not going to come up in the performance review, but it's going to be there, like, in the background.
Yeah, like, if the performance review were, like, a play, the backdrop would be a picture of him, you shooting him in the wiener. Like, he's not going to let it slide.
Also, it's not just about can you do it, but can you do it? Like, do you have the accuracy required to really just get right in there and shoot him square in the dick? Because, first of all, you're going to need to know the parameters of said dick, which, good luck acquiring that information.
We're going to need some heavy recon before this paintball game.
He gets his own performance review. Like, what are you working with down there?
Eric was really worried about shooting all of us in the dick, but he spent most of the time just firing at walls. Randomly.
You could ask the measurements of his dick because you can tell him that you don't want to shoot him in the dick. So you need to know which area not to aim for.
Can you paint your dick with some neon green? Yeah. Something just to help me avoid...
A tiny orange hat on the top.
Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, Raphael. I'm just going to shoot around... He works with the Ninja Turtles. I forgot to...
What I'm saying, if you shoot your boss in, like, the upper thigh or the mom's pubis, you're going to get in an equal amount of trouble, and you're not going to get that sweet satisfaction that you'll get from a killer dick shot.
Yeah. You want to feel it. Griffin, do we have any Yahoo?
We have so many Yahoos. This one we found. It wasn't sent in by anybody, which is rare. It was actually found by the
now?
We'll still get down there in the dirt with you people and fucking dig around.
We have a basic understanding of how the internet works.
Yeah. Google schmoo, I say.
Justin actually found this one, which is this your first? It's a treasure trove.
You don't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like that.
No, I'm saying.
In case anyone doesn't know, Justin contributes nothing until this moment.
So, like this. Here it is. Ready? And I turn it on, and they get like 50 minutes, and then off. I don't even remember the show exists.
This question was asked by Carly, who asks, where can I hire an elf impersonator for my B-Day party? I am going all out this year and throwing myself a B-Day party. I'm an elf fanatic. I think we could have assumed.
Yeah. I'm cool on elf.
I'm a minor elf enthusiast.
I bought my three friends three gifts to give me. An elf lunchbox, an elf alarm clock, and an elf rock star action figure with guitar and poseable arms.
Let it sink in, okay? Let it sink in.
All I need is an elf impersonator. Where can I find this? I would say first and foremost, you need a few more things than just an elf impersonator. I can think of 25 things off the top of my head that you need before you need an elf impersonator.
I'm going to throw out, this person has three friends.
Who apparently does not understand her penchant for elf. Like, they couldn't think, like, what's Carly all about? Elf, I think. That's maybe what you should base your gifts on.
So tell me about this birthday party you're taking me to, Danny. Yeah, it's going to be cool. The guy's really nice. There's this one thing.
Just a heads up.
Just a heads up. If someone's like brings up Gordon Shumway, just roll with it. He's a fan.
Welcome to Melmac.
We are not being particularly helpful.
You're right.
Where can they find an Alfin person?
Wait, what's the number? Is there an accepted answer from the Yahoo Answer service?
Well, I'm reading off, I don't know if you can see this, I'm reading off a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have that information.
I remember it because I looked it up. Number one answer? The midget store.
No, that's it. No, you guys laugh, but that's an excellent point because if you get an elf that is, like, you get eye to eye with an elf, like, he's the height of a full-grown man, like, you will, that's a I can't imagine anything scarier than that in my mind than a six-foot-tall elf.
You don't think, like, the whole situation is just terrifying in general?
I think the whole situation is terrifying in general, but for...
I thought this, too. Alf expanded to 6 feet tall, horrifying, but not as horrifying as that moment when you reach for the punch and you're like, whoa, Alf, right there.
There's a whole emporium of oddly sized, like, 80s sitcom star impersonators. Could we make this like a giant Webster? Like, horrifyingly gigantic wonders.
With killing power.
She's a robot, but with killing power.
Yeah, she's basically...
She's still cute as a button, but she's 9 feet tall.
She's sweet as pie. Her arm does spin around and become a machine gun. She's a darling, though. She's hooked up to Skynet, but otherwise a real sweetheart. I think that, like, birthday parties.
If you are an elf impersonator, you don't care.
You've got the suit, right? Like, you've got the suit in your house. There can't be enough of those just rolling around. That
call me what you will. I need the money real bad.
Is this guy going to be able to handle meeting elf in person? Is this guy going to be able to handle the pressure? I'm like, I
am starstruck.
How is...
Oh, yeah, let me pause it. Another question. Can we just get the real Alf? What's he up to? What has Alf been in since Alf? Nothing.
Oh, fucking stupid Alf. He's got to be doing something, right? Somewhere there's a room you could walk into and there would be elves hanging from the ceiling. Deal with that reality. They're just like dead-eyed looking right at you. We were talking about this. We were talking about this backstage, actually, just rapping about Alf. How fucked up is it that Alf's real name is Gordon Shumway, but people still call him Alf? Like, he told them his real ass name, right? Like, hi, I'm Gordon. Oh, Alf.
That's shorthand bigotry, is what that is.
Yeah, Alf is his slave name, basically. Yeah. That's what you're saying to me.
I'll edit that out later.
You know, a lot of people don't know this. LeVar Burton played Alf. That's true. That's true. That's true. No, you laugh. It's true. He's multifaceted. Not just a blind man. Also an extraterrestrial with a real taste for kitties. I am... Is Jacqui here? Jacqui? Hi, Jacqui.
Jacqui?
Jacqui asks us... I'm writing you on behalf of my BFF, Allie B. Her boyfriend feels really uncomfortable in neckties and bow ties. He doesn't like to wear them, but still wants to look classy when attending dress-up style events, such as weddings or charity balls. What are some great tie alternatives? That's from Jack Queen.
You picked of the two podcasts that are performing tonight, you picked the best one, I think.
Yeah. So who you go to fashion advice? The guys who all showed up with the exact same jacket and had to switch last minute.
Travis took his jacket off.
No, yeah, Travis took his jacket off.
I think real we can tall. All agree.
Bolo tie.
Bolo tie.
Yeah.
Nobody's are you an up-and-coming oil magnate?
I think if I see a guy in a bolo tie, I know it's time to party.
Like, yeah.
If that guy makes that bolo tie choice...
Shit might go down. Shit might not go down. I want to be with that guy.
Yeah.
What is the utility of a bolo tie? What is it?
It's like an
together.
ID badge. It's like saying, I'm the Swiss Army knife of people. No matter what circumstance comes up, I got it.
You need clothing accessories with real cow skulls on them. Yeah. I'm your guy.
I think a great alternative is just the open top button.
You think?
Yeah, because that says, like, I'm not going to constrain your rules. I'm not going to follow whatever laws you set forth before
not
me.
Not a part of your bow tie.
I go
system.
With the office party look, where it's I was wearing a tie. It might have been up later, but right now I'm down. It's Margarita
Travis
Monday. Let's do this.
5 o'clock somewhere, right?
What about pet snake?
What if it was a corn snake that you turned into a bolo tie?
I would wear that. I would sport that look. Griffin, you got any more Yahoos?
Sure.
I know you do. I saw the list.
I do. This one was sent in by Jacob Locker. Is he here? I don't think he is.
He's the greatest
person. Thank you, Jacob Locker. It's by Yahoo Answers user Megan Curtis, who asks, perplexingly, how can I get back at my mom without putting pizza crust in my butt? That's the only way I know, like, that exists. When I'm mad at her, I stick pizza crust in my butt so she'll have to take me to the hospital.
How many times could that be effective? Once, maybe twice, and then it's like, you got this.
How can I get back at her without having to do this? Megan Curry.
Do you think after like three times the mom starts going, just start doing heroin or something? Like,
it seems to be like the little boy who cried, there's pizza crust in my ass.
I think if your mom has had to more than once scoop you up in her arms like her baby boy, take you to the ER and show you to the doctor and hold you up like Simba and say, yeah, pizza crust
again.
You're fucking gotten back. There's no shit she can do where you have not gotten back in advance at her. You've gotten back as hard
Why
as you're gonna get
mom
back.
Why hasn't the mom stopped buying pizza?
For the very least, go with thin crust.
God, so damn it, this DiGiorno deal is just so good.
You see, you see the Papa John's guy pull up outside, and you start running through your mind like, "What the fuck did I do? What did we fight? What could he be mad about?" I gave him back his Akon tape. I don't know what his problem is. I let him listen to Beastie Boys at all hours.
Like, of all the ways to inconvenience your parents, to teach them a lesson, I think making them take you to the hospital, I think, is one of the worst ways to do it. Especially when the toll to do so is sticking.
If anyone listening to this right now is considering this mode of getting back your parents, A, kill yourself.
Stop doing it. No.
Your parents might react strongly in the moment. Then they're going to have a glass of wine later and look at each other and go, what did we do?
Our son's a pizzophile freak.
And then they're going to giggle. I'd giggle.
Hey, and by the way, pizza guy, like, we get it. We know what's up. You're not mad at your mom. You like to put some pizza crust.
The sexiest of all the Italian foods. I think we could agree.
Talk about stuffed crust.
We were all thinking it. Thank you. The voice of the people.
That's good. Hey, some time.
I do that when no one can see either.
That's all I had written down for pizza crust riffing, if you want to move on to the next one.
Is that all the pizza is that all the pizza crust gags?
Those are all our notes.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza crust. Musically Minded in the Midwest here? Musically Minded in the Midwest? Hey, right there.
Hey. That's a weird name.
That's a weird name. I bet after you got that name, you put some pizza crust in your butt. I meant it. How do my wife and I convince our 8-year-old son that piano lessons are awesome and not nerdy? When we told him we wanted him to take piano lessons, he told us he only knows one kid that takes piano lessons and that they are a huge liability to his reputation. Grow up so fast. We want him to inherit the same love of music that our parents gave us. Help us, brothers.
How old is the kid?
8.
8 years old?
How's he supposed to front in the Pokemon League?
How's your rep? What's your rep like? Like, what kind of rep do you have at age 8?
Yeah, man, he's probably trained 3-4 years. He doesn't give a shit. He does, but it's in the potty. There's a lot of really you show all the manly poonhound pianists out there, you like your Elton Johns, your Liberace's, give them those role models there to look for, and or
I
Billy
could,
Joel,
I could
God
name,
help.
10 nerdier instruments off the top of my head. Yeah. Like, if you want to give that kid flugelhorn lessons, then he's in for a world of hurt. But I think a piano.
Yeah.
A piano, you can play some tender
maybe
shit on.
Maybe make him take flugelhorn lessons and then give him the option to do piano.
Get out of it. Yeah, it's an ascending. I've been practicing my theremin for 3 months. I'm ready to switch a thing. I just got beat up at 8 years old.
Well, on the other hand, though, if he gets like super talented and he is playing some Tinder jams for ladies once that becomes a thing, or dudes or fellas, then the problem is piano. And the reason I switched from piano to guitar, not the real reason I did, but for the purpose of this podcast, I'll say it is, you can't carry a piano around to play in the quad to try and get Trump.
You try can, it, but it's massively unpleasant.
Super fucking heavy. It's hard to be on your game when you're carrying a 2-ton
baby grand around. Yeah. Hey Griffin, what are you doing? I'm trying to get some trim. Why are you that? You're so sweaty, and you have 3 moving guys with you. Like what?
That's the problem, though.
It's expensive, but it works.
Have you thought about keytar? It's like all the beauty of a piano, but with the portability of a guitar.
Yeah, your 8-year-old should be really into that. Don't listen to Travis. So hopefully that should help Griffin. You know what I need.
I do. Okay, here. This one was sent in by Kieran D. Thank you, Kieran D. This one was asked by... There's a bug. Get out of here. By Jay Jenkins, who asks...
Wait, for the radio, for people who are listening later, there was a bug.
There was a bug. It was super big and scary.
Griffin wasn't riffing. Like there was a bug.
Jay Jenkins asks... I have 2 urethras. Any information? I noticed this a few days ago, but when I used the restroom, I peed 2 different ways. And when I pulled my foreskin back, I can't say that on, gotta cut that out. When I pulled back and looked at the tip, I had 2 completely separate urethras. How common is this, and are there any advantages to this?
The worst superpower ever.
Easy, easy.
The only thing I can think of is bitching parlor trick.
There are 2 bad guys we must blind at the same time.
I mean, we all have that moment where we're at a bar, we've had a few drinks, we're trying to show off, say, hey, look at how far back I can be from the urinal and still make
how
blood.
Many urinals you got?
How now we can add a whole other element to it where you can add a trick shot. Into
yeah.
The
That somebody hand me a mirror.
God, you could win some bar bets, though. You know, I bet I can, you know.
I bet you only have 1 urethra.
Wrong!
Pay up, sucker. Yeah. Check it.
My name is Philip Daniels. I'm the most in-demand, not in-demand porn star in the world.
They call it the funny shot. There it was. What's up, Dad? I did write down one of the answers that is written down because it was so great. It was by answerer 1, who said, you're telling me you never noticed this? Well, 2 holes equals 2 times the fun. Does it equal 2 times the fun?
Does it?
I think it equals 2 times the explanation.
I think like 4 or 5 times the explanation. Since your normal explanation is, I have a urethra. I think you probably need a little bit more than that.
You look like you have an alien tweener. Can you please give me a little bit more
confirm
info?
Confirm or deny. Hey, Griffin, can you read me the part about when he noticed?
Well, he's 17. It sounds like it's a pretty recent...
Bullshit.
He pulled his foreskin back. And he looked right at the tip. Like, I guess I never looked, like, straight on at it. Shit!
Wait, has anyone in this room ever checked?
When was the last head count that you did?
Raise your... Raise...
When was the last census you performed?
Your man got bifocals?
Raise your hand if you checked for a double before. Has anyone... No? No? Yeah?
We're going with a spreadsheet.
People at home, 0 hands.
0 hands, for the record, as long if we're keeping track. I don't know if you remember being 14. I would have noticed 2 urethras. Yeah, I probably would have noticed. That's the first time you really...
Studying.
Yeah, you do some Lewis and Clark, like an expedition.
Yeah. Did you say Lois and Clark?
That's exactly what I said. Wait, better take back because I may have said Lois.
It's the first time you do some serious Terry Clark, Dean Cain action. Boom! Nailed it.
Deep cut. Yeah. Thank you.
I think Terry Hatcher was the reason I first explored my urethra. That, at 14, yeah, I mean, probably.
Let's get out of here.
Give me another one.
Another one?
Yeah,
another Yahoo? One.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
All right. This one will take us down a pretty dark path.
Cool.
Awesome.
This one was also sent in by Jacob Locker. Best guy ever. It's by Yahoo Answers user Megan Curtis, who asks, why are naked babies socially accepted, though other age nudity is not? Really, I've seen advertisements aplenty with naked babies / toddlers, but why not other ages? It seems stupid.
What advertisements is she looking at?
Yeah, that's...
Sunscreen? Baby lotion. That's it, right?
But like, are we seeing, like... I don't even think we can say this.
Full-on, full-frontal like, baby nudity.
Like a lot of baby nudity that... I don't think it exists in the world.
What?
Well, let's presuppose that it does.
Let's presuppose we're living in some sort of dark, alternate reality where every ad features baby
You
want to
buy this car? Check out this baby
Check
wiener.
Out this sweet naked baby.
What's that in the passenger seat? It's a baby and he's naked. What's up? Hey, do you like frozen yogurt? Do you like frozen yogurt with naked babies in it? We got you. Don't even worry about it.
I've been sitting here while you guys were talking, trying to think of something less sexy than a naked baby. Like, you don't look at a naked baby and go, yeah, unless, like, you've got a date with Chris Hansen in the near future.
Yeah. I'm just letting you dangle. What's up?
Like a baby wiener.
It's an aggressive technique. Yeah, absolutely.
I just don't know how far we can go with
you. Got anything else in there?
Tricks.
You leave those in the fucking bag of tricks? There, you fucking psycho pervert. Before I call in the popo, you got anything else in there?
Here's one.
Yeah, real quick.
This is one we also found. It's, I didn't write, who asked it? Shit. I'm going to say Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
It couldn't have been Mark, because the question is, what are some good dodgeball names for 8th grade girls?
Ask
Mark.
Kermit likes to save the questions most likely to get us arrested in sort of a Lenny Bruce-type fashion, like hauled off the stage for indecency. Go ahead, Griff.
Me and some of my friends are in a dodgeball tournament for middle school, and we need some names. Any ideas?
For your 8th grade, is it 8th grade dodgeball team or 8th
like
grade
individual?
I think it's person to person.
Oh, you mean like Nick, like the hammer.
The hammer.
The little hammer.
Lil Hammer. The pony obliterator? Like, because 8th grade girls like... They like...
The pony destroyer?
Well, no. Let's not
the glue maker! Please welcome to the ring!
We'll talk about destroying ponies all night
the
long.
The main
pony. But that's what you're going with?
Like, I'm saying girls like
dodgeball prowess is she could throw a dodgeball so hard a pony would explode.
I'll fucking blow up a pony. I don't care.
I'm saying we make a portmanteau. First word, something that 8th grade girls like. The second word is like a really intimidating word. Some sort of damage you could inflict with a dodgeball.
Like, princess, fuck you up. That's what you mean.
I can't get the phrase ass pounding out of my head, but I'm holding myself back.
I know!
Out of decency, I didn't say it. I mean, I said it, but
I guess you're saying
like
how the sausage gets made, because this is exactly the kind of shit. Like, naked babies, nope, that's gone. 8th grade... What was it again?
I'm not going to say it again.
Yeah. Likening off the Quinta Kinte right out. That's in the scrap bin.
I think something oddly robotic would be kind of into like this, like Smashulator. Like that's kind of like a...
The Smashulator.
Well, but you got to put like...
if our name is Smashly, it's perfect.
Yeah. Smashly is really good.
Smashly?
Uh-huh.
That is good. I want to hear Griffin's last question. But first, real quick... Housekeeping, happy 2-year anniversary to Grant and Amanda, who for reasons unbeknownst to me, hey guys.
Happy 2-year anniversary.
Happy 2 years.
Sweetheart, I love you so much.
Yeah.
We're going to have a special night tonight.
Hey, you know how you always wanted to see three grown men talk about nicknames for 8th grade girl dodgeball players? Fucking hop in my coupe. We're driving to Chicago. And also, Johnny Wags and Randy Mack drove 8 hours from Marquette, Michigan to, hey guys.
Hey. Yeah.
You
which
did it.
I was impressed with, but it's like, I drove 8 hours, so fuck you. And thanks to Max Fun, Jordan Jessigo for having us and letting us open up for them and share this time with you. And of course,
thank you for Dan. Thank you, Dan.
And thank you, Dan,
for fluffing for us.
And thank you to all of you guys for coming out. You've been super cool, and we really appreciate you sitting here and listening to us almost talk about child pornography, but not exactly talk about it.
Skirting the danger zone.
Skirting the skirts, we like to call it. Skirting the little skirts. That's how we.
Nice.
Skirting the squirts.
Skirt the skirts. My brother, me, skirting the skirts, real talk live, face to face. That's the part.
Nice try, Federal Bureau of Investigation. Maybe next time. We'll go the whole nine yards.
Hit me.
This final one is a Yahoo question that was written. It was authored by Yahoo Answers user ZiggyMonkeyBob2000, who asks, is it considered cheating if you have sex with someone telepathically?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
Thank you.